listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Productions, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. This week, Jeff Fish dives into the blessings of God, exploring what they truly mean, how to recognize them, and how to respond to them with gratitude and stewardship. Today, we'll focus on recognizing the source of all blessings and understanding how God's provision reflects His character and faithfulness. Our key verse for today is James 1:17. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Awakened to Deliver. Yesterday, we began exploring the blessings of God, defining what they are and understanding how they reflect His character. Today, we're focusing on the source of all blessings, God Himself. James chapter 1, verse 17 reminds us that every good and perfect gift comes from above, from a God who is unchanging and faithful. By recognizing God as the ultimate source of our blessings, we can grow in gratitude, trust, and dependence on Him. So let's dive in and discover what it means to truly see God as the giver of all things good. So let's take a look at the nature of God. God's nature is inherently generous. He is the creator and sustainer of all things, and His blessings flow from His goodness and love. Psalms chapter 145, verse 16 declares, "You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing." This verse paints a beautiful picture of God's provision. He opens His hand, freely giving to meet the need of His creation. He blesses us out of His abundance. God lacks nothing, so He gives generously and without hesitation. He blesses us as an expression of His love. Every blessing is a reminder of God's deep personal love for us. Each blessing that we receive reveals something about who God is. For example, His faithfulness. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, it says, "And my God will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus." When God provides for our needs, it reminds us that He is dependable and keeps His promises. We also see His creativity, and in Psalms chapter 19, verse 1, it declares, "The heavens tell the glory of God, and their expanse declares the work of His hands." The beauty of creation shows us a God who delights in detail and artistry. We see His care, and in Matthew chapter 6, verse 26, it states, "Look at the birds of the sky, that they do not sow nor reap nor gather crops into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more important than they?" Even the smallest blessings demonstrate that God is mindful of us and involved in every aspect of our lives. Take a moment to think about a specific blessing that you received in your life. What does that reveal to you about God's character? Moving on, one of the biggest obstacles to recognizing God's blessings is ingratitude. When we take things for granted or focus on what we lack, we miss the evidence of God's provision in our lives. Psalms 103, verse 2 encourages us, "Bless the Lord, my soul, and do not forget any of His benefits." So how does gratitude help us? Well, number one, it acknowledges God as the source. It shifts our focus from ourselves to the One who provides. Number two, we see the small blessings. Gratitude trains our hearts to notice God's goodness in every moment. Number three is we cultivate joy and peace. When we focus on what we have rather than what we lack, we experience contentment. You know, it's easy to fall into the trap of attributing our blessings to luck, hard work, or even ourselves. While effort and responsibility are important, we must remember that everything ultimately comes from God. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 17 and 18 warns, "Otherwise you may say in your heart, 'My power and the strength of my hand made me this wealth.' But you are to remember the Lord your God, for it is He who is giving you the power to make wealth." God gives us the ability to succeed. Our talents, our opportunities, and the resources that we get are all gifts from Him. Pride blinds us to God's provision. When we focus on our own achievements, we fail to recognize God's hand in our success. The natural response to recognizing God as the source of our blessings is worship. When we acknowledge His goodness and faithfulness, our hearts are moved to praise Him. Psalm chapter 34, verse 1 says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Worship is not limited to just singing or church services. It is a lifestyle of gratitude, obedience, and adoration. When we live with an attitude of worship, we honor God for who He is and for all He has done. Recognizing God as the source of our blessings also calls us to stewardship. As recipients of His generosity, we are entrusted with the responsibility to use His gifts wisely and for His glory. This includes our time, our talents, and our resources. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 reminds us, "As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as God's stewards of the multifaceted grace of God." Stewardship is not about ownership. It's about honoring God with what He has entrusted to us. Sometimes it can be hard to recognize God's blessings when we're going through trials. But even in difficult seasons, God is at work, providing for our needs and drawing us closer to Him. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 23 declares, "The Lord's acts of mercy indeed do not end, for His compassion does not fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." God gives us blessings of comfort and of peace and strength in the midst of hardship. He gives us blessings of growth during our trials to refine our faith and deepen our dependence on Him. Think about the challenging times in your life. How did you see God's provision and faithfulness during that season? How can you develop a habit of gratitude to recognize God's blessings more fully? Are there areas where you've taken credit for what God has provided? How can you shift your perspective to give Him glory? And lastly, what steps can you take to be better stewards of the blessings that God has entrusted you with? Every blessing we receive is a gift from God, reflecting His goodness, His faithfulness, and His love. As we recognize Him as the ultimate source of all blessings, let's respond with gratitude, worship, and faithful stewardship. Thank you guys for joining me here today. And until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected with Awakened to Deliver, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. If this podcast blesses you, we encourage you to leave a rating and review. Your feedback not only helps the podcast grow, but also makes it easier for others to discover this message of faith and inspiration. For more content, you can visit the link tree in the show notes. There, you'll find access to all Jeff Fish's social platforms and to check out his book, 30 Days of Patience. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If this podcast has blessed you and you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a donation through the links provided in the link tree. Your support helps to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for another episode as we continue diving into God's Word together.